Hello. Thank you for tuning in where we talk, we drink tea, we smile, we laugh. Before we get started with today's episode, let's start with the proverb of the day. 祝你生日快乐. Happy birthday to you. You will brighten up their day. So let's get started with today's episode. Before we begin, I would like to pose my listeners a question. What are your thoughts on external beauty and its connection to our confidence? Do you think that dressing up or wearing makeup is for outside validation from others, from society? Thus, we are blocking us from truly loving ourselves. Or do you believe that it is valid to look and dress a certain way to feel confident? What are your thoughts? Leave it in the comments below. Personally, I always feel more confident when I wear makeup and when I wear cool outfits that make me feel good. Because we often try to dress up for certain people because we know what they like. But you have to ask yourself, is this what I would normally wear on a day-to-day basis? If it's not, why are you wearing something that you don't even feel comfortable wearing? Because oftentimes you wear the clothes don't wear you. I would like to share my thoughts. Here's my take on this question. I like to answer my own questions sometimes. But my thoughts, I think it is beautiful to dress up. The way we do our hair, the way we put on makeup, it's creative. As a female, makeup is self-expression, creativity. Your clothing will help lift your spirits and build confidence. In fact, it is psychologically proven that when we look good as human beings, guess what? We feel good. Your physical exterior affects your mental and how you feel on the inside. To go back onto that question, I think when it becomes a problem is when we dress up and we look a certain way for others' approval. The question comes, are you doing this for yourself or are you doing it for attention and validation from others, from society, from your parents, from your boyfriend? From your girlfriend. So if you genuinely want to look your best and it makes you feel good about yourself, there's nothing wrong about that. And it goes back to what we see on social media where people will praise and they will glorify the girl who is all natural. And then we talk negatively. We pin against the girl who's wearing makeup and getting her hair done. Girls have developed eating disorders when our culture and our society developed a standard of beauty. Of being thin. We see this with Kim Kardashian with her hourglass figure. That's considered attractive. The reality is unnatural thinness. We see girls are now performing unnatural things to be thin. Surgery, BBL, all of which I have nothing against. I believe that if you want to look a certain way, because you want to look your best. But again, the question becomes, am I looking a certain way to hide my insecurities, to hide my flaws? I think it's important to ask ourselves and our intentions. Who are we doing it for? If we find ourselves doing it for somebody else, then I think we need to work on ourselves, honestly. Because we have to embrace our natural appearance. You are beautiful, you are confident, you are enough. And we want to see that. Society nowadays, we call it catfishing to look completely different. And we don't want to be catfishing. We want to see who you truly are, not a fake profile from the internet. The moral of the story is to practice uplifting yourself. Self-praise instead of self-punishment. It's something like this, just to give an idea. I have lots of drive, so I am motivated to put that drive to work. Nothing can stop me. I am empathetic. I'm going to let my enthusiasm shine through. I shine bright like a diamond. I look good and I feel good. Stay that way. I did so good yesterday and I'm going to do an even better job today. Now go for it. So to wrap this episode up, when we look good, your appearance talks to you. It will lift your spirits and build self-love and self-confidence. It is not selfish to do a self-care day. Your external appearance talks to yourself, but it will also talk to others. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to today's episode. I'm always open to hearing different perspectives, different opinions. Let's talk about it in the comments. That said, I'll see you on the other side.